What is up, everybody? Animal Kingdom After Show, Episode 8. Thanks for joining. What an episode, as always. Let's see. The cops press Amy about the church robbery. Craig plots his own thing. And Baz tails Smurf. We'll talk about it in a sec. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is credit to Josh. Guys, I really am all by myself. But we're going to have a good show.
I'll do my best.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Animal Kingdom After Show on AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't joined, please do. It's a great show. And if you haven't started, just start now. It's never too late. You can catch it on Amazon Prime. And I'm sure on iTunes as well. I am your one and only host, literally, for the day, Lila Brad. You can find me on Instagram at LayLizzle. The girls are out today, so we shall be reunited next week. If you guys are on the live chat, please feel free to give me your comments, questions, concerns, everything. You guys are my co-hosts for the night, so update me. Update me with everything. Let's see, where do we start with? I'm going to try to make this really quick. I want to talk about everything briefly. Tonight, we talk about episode 8. It is called Grace. And the whole time that I was watching the episode, I was trying to think of why it was called Grace. If you guys have an idea as to what was so graceful about this episode, please let me know. So tell me what you think about that. I would like to know what you hated, what you loved. I'll give you my thoughts. And let's get started. I'm going to start with Craig. Okay, so going down the line with all the characters, everyone had their own job, I feel, this time around. Craig tells Nikki about his heist. And the one thing that I thought wasn't going to happen, happened. And that is Nikki actually taking part of a job for the very first time. And I was wondering this whole time, like, who it was going to be that was going to allow her to join their heist or their job. And I'm actually really surprised that it was Craig. So, all right, the live chat is up. Thank you so much for joining, guys. Redhood27, what up? What up? Back to you. Orp Flow. Only one host today. Yes, I'm sorry, and I hope I don't disappoint. And I'll make it quick and painless, so it's not just me talking to myself, sharing my own thoughts. But I will just kind of go off the chat and chat with you guys. You guys are my co-hosts for the day. Ziaz Lu Wap, loved Pope's facial expressions. They make me laugh all the time. I definitely agree with that. You know what, Ziaz, as I was watching the show, And with this song that we entered with, Celine Dion, All By Myself, it really reminded me of Pope's dark scene where he's just there and the phone rings and he answers and just being really creepy, like the usual creepy Pope himself. So that's definitely something I agree with. It's almost laughable. Valerie Garcia, what up, girl? Hopefully Craig doesn't mess it up. Valerie also says Nikki is too mature to actually do any jobs. And that's actually what I was thinking. So like I said, there were some things that I loved about the show and some things that I hated. Not about the show, but the episode in general. And that was one of the things that I hated. Like Nikki actually taking part in one of the jobs. I just don't think she can handle it. And I do agree with you. I think she's very immature. And trying to, I guess, kind of rub it in Jay's face. What was that, right? I don't know. I didn't think that was cool of her to do. Ziaz Luop, yeah, it reminded me of Creepy Pope, going back to the whole All By Myself episode or scene. Orp Flow, Pope terrifies me. He's always lurking. Yeah, I know. And you know what? Okay, so since you guys really have something going on with Pope this episode, I'm going to agree. And I have this like love-hate thing with Pope, and I think we all do. But you know, just when I think that he's going to redeem himself and just kind of become a better person because he met Amy and he's part of the church now and whatnot, even though we know that he still did wrong in the church, I hated the fact that he framed Dion, which is the churchgoer that Amy helped out at one point in the past. Didn't you guys think that sucked? It just shows you how easy it is to be framed. And, you know, I actually watch a podcast, or I listen to a podcast called Wrongful Convictions. And it's on, you know, it's on the iTunes, on your iPhone podcasts. And they talk about how easy it is to be wrongfully convicted. And if just one person, one witness was there and they say that you did it, or they find, you know, like Pope framed this guy, it's like, that's it. He did it. He's guilty. So it really sucks knowing that he's the one that caused all this chaos and, you know, I don't know, robbed from the church and now he's blaming it on someone else. I actually thought he had gotten rid of the checks. I think we saw that in like three episodes ago, maybe. But I thought he burned up the checks in the fire pit at the beach. And I guess that obviously proves that he didn't, because we saw them again today. So that's that. Ziaz Luwap says, yeah, she's too mature to be part of the job. Valerie Garcia, now we know why he didn't burn the checks a couple of episodes ago, which is what I just said. Exactly. Now I know. I guess everyone else does. Orp Flo, he sets up an innocent man, which is super crappy. Ziaz Luwap, Pope has the presence about him like an old guy, 40-year-old virgin, lurking, stalking someone or something. Yeah, man, back to Pope. Like, he was just the creepy one. I think he was probably the most hated character of the episode, I would say. I can't even imagine being in Dion's shoes, you know? Like, how do you prove yourself right? So that was Pope, and I'll keep reading your comments as the night goes by within the next few minutes. But, yeah, so Amy is back in the picture, and, you know, she gets questioned from the cops about the robbery, and just seeing Pope with, like, his little innocent demeanor and his innocent face, like, are you okay? Like, let me tell Dion what to say. I don't know. Like I said, I was just really rooting for him at that point. Valerie Garcia says Pope was actually scary smart and thinking ahead like that. Insurance for a fall guy. Yeah. Ziaz Luwap. I'm just going to say Ziaz. Yeah, I hate that he had to do it to a black guy. I mean, a black, white, Asian, midget, gay, like, whatever. It just sucks. Can you just imagine being framed? Like, it just really, really sucks. Anyway, especially Dion was trying to get his life back on track, you know? Like, he really was, like, this reformed, born-again Christian. So, that's not cool. All right, let's talk about Darren. And what'd you guys think about Darren? I thought it was really interesting that, you know, the episode opens up with him, obviously, you know, having sex with this guy. And I didn't know who it was at first until after we see that it's the association guy, like the director of the association. And he just, I'm not saying that girls are the only ones that can do things for money, right? But he just reminded me of what a girl, a typical dirty girl would do, sleep with a guy for money. And that's exactly what he did. And I believe he had the last laugh because he didn't get the, what was it? It was like $273, I believe, like the association fee. So he still had to pay up, right? So he sleeps with the guy thinking like, I thought maybe if I slept with you, you would like waive the fee. So that goes to show you, don't be dirty and just pay up. Like, do things the right way. Sex isn't always the answer, guys. Orp Flow. Yeah, Pope was smarter than I thought. Even Baz wasn't thinking that. Darren is banging his way out of monthly fees. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the greatest, shortest way to say that. He really is banging his way out of the monthly fees. And, yeah, not cool. All right, so we saw a little bit of Darren, talked about Pope, Amy's back. Allie, what do you guys think about Allie? Allie, if you guys watched our show last week, or if you listened, we had Olga Aguilar as our guest. She plays Allie, which is Lena's babysitter. And, you know, it was shout out to Olga. Hey, Allie. She plays the babysitter, and she took Lena to Disneyland, and she gets questioned by Patrick, which is this guy that was working with Kath back in the day when she was alive. And she gets his business card, gives it to Baz, and I'm just thinking, I don't think this is the end of Allie, right? Like, I think she has something more to do with this, you know, than just being Lena's babysitter, is what I think. I don't know if that's what you guys think too, but I feel like the last thing that she said was very helpful. Like, I guess kind of letting Baz know that if he needs help, which obviously all the things that he does isn't legit, you know, but if he needs help, give her a shout. So I feel like she's already inviting herself into this business, this craziness. So I don't know. I feel like she's going to get caught up somehow. Someone's going to call her. Baz is going to need her. Seems like she's cool with whatever's going on. So, Baz doesn't really have anyone else to rely on. Lucy, the girlfriend, isn't really playing the part of the mother. So I don't know. That's what I think. Ziaz Luwap says, I'm cool with Darren. I can't really see that, but straight guy and skip through that part. I'm sorry, I can't really see that. But Valerie Garcia says, Darren and that asshole business association guy, he's finally getting a love life. Right? What she said at the end, that if anything happened to him, he would take care of Lena. Right. Right. So that's what I'm saying, Valerie. Like, I feel like there's something more that Allie has to do with in the story. Ziaz Luwap says, I think Allie, she's working with the police, maybe on the low. That is a very good, that's a very good assumption. I'm going to agree with you, Ziaz. I would think the same thing. So, so I don't know. Allie and Baz, maybe they got something going on. Smurf. You guys want to talk about Smurf? This whole, we already know this whole incest thing is just weird. You know, when Baz finds Smurf in the garage and you know, they're just talking about the money that Baz needs. And Smurf tells Baz that she fell in love with him the minute that she laid eyes on him. The minute that she laid eyes on him is kind of gross because he was like 13 or something, right? So that was just kind of weird. But I feel like as soon as she said that, he definitely thought that she was up to something, which is what led him to tap her phone, right? You guys saw that she, like, he started tracking her phone. And, you know, I don't know if that was solely for the purpose of finding out where the storage was or her savings account. But he made it to the storage and paid off homeboy, right? That was the storage security guy, and gets what he wants with money. Of course, that's how these people work. It's like with money, without money, you're nothing. Apparently, you can't do anything. You're useless. Let's see, Valerie. See, what if they ate or flow? I don't trust the association guy. I don't either. He looks kind of a douchey guy, also going for the money. I don't really think he's into Darren. I think he's doing it really just for the money. Ziaz Luwap says, so is Smurf trying to turn Nikki into Smurfette? Totally. That's really what I've been thinking, like a little baby Smurf. Valerie Garcia says, Smurf is feeling emptiness syndrome, even though she has Jay. She definitely is. And, you know, to add on to what Valerie just said about Smurf feeling like she's feeling Jay, what's going on with Nikki? You know, we already know how some of the girls on the panel feel about Nikki. She's not the greatest person to watch. Again, as a person, she's probably great. As an actress, she does a great job being annoying, right? And I actually, like I was talking about what I loved and what I hated, I loved the fact that Jay brought another girl. She's swimming in the pool. She's hot, not to add. And, you know, you can see that Nikki is getting jealous. And, you know, I loved Jay for asking her to get them a couple beers when she walks in. So it's almost like a slap in the face because here's Nikki hooking up with his uncle, right? They used to be together, which I think is just gross and weird because he's like the biggest loser of them all. But Nikki is here hooking up with Craig. And at the same time, she thinks that she can still get Jay whenever she wants. That's what I think. I mean, if you guys think something different, I feel like that's where Nikki's kind of going in her mentality because she's just dumb and young. But, you know, anyway, so that's that. So I absolutely loved the part where Jay actually turns it around on her and he's like, you know what, why don't you make yourself useful and get us a couple beers? Because if Nikki's going to be doing this whole thing with Craig, then whatever, right? Why can't Jay have his fun? So I guess that's what he was saying. But I think it's clear that, listen, not just Nikki, but if anyone ever catches feelings, I was putting myself in her situation, which I never would be, but hypothetically speaking, if someone were in her shoes and you feel for this guy, right? She's obviously young and confused and she wants both and she wants everything and she's just dumb. That's exactly how someone would react, right? What do you guys think? I mean, yeah, Valerie says Nikki was totally jealous. Team Shannon, right? Yeah, I'm totally Team Shannon as well. Orpflo says Jay is finally learning something and she had a great ass. I'm not hating on that comment because I agree. I saw that girl. Like, when I first saw Shannon, I was like, who is that? Nikki? Like, are they back together? Like, what's going on? But yeah, is it just me? I don't think I've ever seen Shannon in an episode unless she was there during a school scene and I blinked. Ziaz says Nikki was jealous, but that chick Shannon looks like a side chick, gold digger chick. Could be. Shannon was hot. All right, so I think we all agree that Shannon was hot. Banging chick, and she didn't say much other than, you know, your ex lives here, which I think we can all agree that would be very weird, right, if you're dating someone and the ex lives there. But we all know in the Cody residence, everything is just crazy. Everything goes pretty much. So that's that. What else do you guys want to talk about? What about Jay? Jay's part in this scene. Like I said, I love that he actually stood up to Nikki in a way, kind of throwing stuff in his face. Valerie says Nikki was stringing along Jay, but Jay put his foot down and brought in Shannon and told her it's none of her business. And if he wants to screw the dumbest, and if she wants to screw the dumbest of his uncles, that's so true. I think she does go to school with them. Shannon. Orpflo's talking about Shannon. I'm pretty sure she does. I got to keep remembering that these kids are still in high school, right? Just because we still don't see, like, the high school scenes, I'm still forgetting. But Ziaz, one more thing. Ziaz Luwop says, Jay, best not bring Shannon around the boys or they will steal her from his ass as well. That's so true. These guys are savages, man. They're all savages. It's so true. So yeah, that's Jay. You know, feel free to let me know, guys, if there's something that you loved about this episode, something that you hated as well. Like I was talking to you guys about Pope. I love him part of the season, and then when he starts doing this shady stuff again, like, I get it, right? They all rob and they do their heist, but when you start playing with someone's emotions, and it was really emotional for me. Like, you start putting yourself in your shoes, and it's like, man, it gets personal. It sucks. It really sucks that he's, like, doing these things to good people, and not that he's been doing bad things to bad people. They're all good people, and it's all stuff that none of them should be doing. But anyway, that's that. Let's see. So Allie is babysitting for Baz. Baz, what role does he play in this episode? Do you guys like him? Do you not? He, you know, I did think that it was smart of him to pay off the storage guy to find out exactly which storage belonged to Smurf, because at the end of the day, like, she's hiding stuff from everyone, you know? When she pays off in the scene, when she pays everyone off, like, their allowance, so to speak, you know, I actually for a second was like, hey, you know what? Like, wow, she's redeeming herself. Like, she feels like she just has to give, which you then think about it and it's like, okay, Lila, you're stupid for thinking that she would ever have a heart and actually just give money. And just like Baz asked Jay, like, hey, that's a lot of money, right? Like, that's a lot of free money. What are you going to do with it? And he says, nothing's free, which is very, very true. They all pay the consequences. Every dollar they get is blood, sweat, and tears from these heists and jobs. So we're talking about Shannon probably being a mutual friend of theirs. Orp Flo says, Nikki has no sense of personal space. Jay was pissing and she bust right in. Right? Again, immature. She's dumb. Ziaz Luwap says, yeah, she was definitely a mutual friend of theirs. Ziaz is responding to Orp Flo. Orp Flo, it's funny. My girlfriend trots right in the restroom like Nikki does. That's funny. Valerie says, Jay's feisty side is showing. A job at Chili's. Can you get us a couple of beers? Nothing's free. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So all of those quotes that Valerie just said, which is, you know, talking to Craig about looking like he got a job at Chili's, telling Nikki, can you get us a couple of beers? And how he responds to Baz about the money. Nothing's free. So that's that. And, you know, one last thing, guys, I just want to talk. It's a quick show. It's just me. You guys are my co-host, but I don't want to bore you with just my thoughts and my concerns about this episode. What are we thinking about Baz talking to the private investigator, and how he gets the news about Kath? And at the end of the scene or the episode, it turns out that he just absolutely cannot believe what he's been told about Kath. And when they go to the scene of Pope with Baz, you know, again, this dark scene talking about Kath and, you know, who Baz thinks did it, he mentions Smurf. Now, this could be a prediction, which I will do soon. But do we think that he's going to charge Smurf now? Like, somehow try to kill her, confront her? Like, what do you guys think is going to happen with that? Because this whole time I was thinking, like, again, another thing that I hated, Pope. Pope was not my favorite character in this episode. But Pope is looking into the eyes of the guy that, you know, whose wife he killed. That is so, I mean, just everything that he did in this episode was so shady. So I was like, man, that sucks. Like, you killed her. Like, Baz, how do you not feel his energy, his vibe? He's not only creepy, but I don't know. I just think it sucks. And I just feel like he's going to be rooting him on with, like, you think Smurf killed her? Like, all right, I'll help you. Right? I don't know. That's kind of what I thought. So before we go, if you guys have anything else to say, please let me know. Let's talk about it. This is your guys' show too. Ziaz Luwap says, is the private investigator working with Baz supposed to be similar to the show Power with Proctor and Ghost? Oh man, Ziaz, I don't watch that show, so you lost me. When Orp Flo says, when Baz gets the real truth, he's going to blow. Will he kill Pope or be killed? And that is the question. One more note from Valerie. It was kind of manipulative to Smurf and insightful about Jay when he told about the story about his life with Julia. So that was a pretty powerful scene. I agree. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to be here and talk to you guys a little about the episode, kind of go about it, get your guys' thoughts, and share my thoughts as well. This episode, as with every episode, right, there's always something that surprises us. And I feel like this episode was filled with a lot of emotion. So, like I said, you guys are always welcome to comment on our YouTube page. We do check the comments. Feel free to talk more about the episode. And do you guys have any predictions? Let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Anyone on the live chat want to get in on these predictions? So I just got to tell you that I am going to predict that the next episode has to do with Allie, the babysitter, getting in on whatever it is that Baz is doing, whatever his next job or I don't know. Point is, I feel like Allie has a lot more to do in the show than just a babysitter. So I feel like she's going to somehow join Baz on like maybe his plan on like killing Smurf, hurting Smurf. I don't think this lady is even human. I don't think she can die, but that's what I'm going to think, because I feel like Baz getting to the bottom of what happened to Kath and all that, it's starting to get a little serious. So that's what I think. Before we go, I just want to let you guys know that Orpflow says that at least Smurf is learning from Jay. She is. I just thought they had some thoughts. But here's the prediction. Greg will start dating the girl on the boat. And I do think that that's true. I feel like she's going to have to, he needs some help getting down to the engine. Oh, we didn't talk about that, but going down to the engine and getting the blueprint and the video of, you know, whatever is down there, for his next heist. I think he will definitely ask his new little boat girlfriend for some help. And ending it with Zia's Luop, I think Craig will soon be getting with that girl he works with on the boat. There you go, guys. I think a lot of people agree with Craig getting with the girl on the boat. Like I said, it was a quick show. Thank you so much for joining in. Thanks so much for watching, listening. And that is going to be it for tonight. Once again, this is the Animal Kingdom After Show. We were talking about episode 8. If you haven't subscribed, please do. AfterBuzzTV.com. I will be here next week with the rest of the Animal Kingdom crew. Thank you so much for listening and watching, guys. Till next time, see ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.